The same but different. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We just ain't had no rain in 3 months. I don't get not a significant amount of rain.
We've been very fortunate. There's a strip through here that gets rain about every 4 or 5 days.
Farmers across Tennessee weighing in on how the rains have hit or not this season so far, and they're keeping their fingers crossed this summer that come harvest time for corn and soybeans, they'll see good yields. Stanton Gillum farms in Marion County, where his crops went without much water after getting planted.
Dry. I mean, we're just dry. I mean, it's just to the point we've got 30 acres of corn probably won't survive, may not harvest. The beans, they have time to shake you out of it.
Gillum says the recent scattered showers have helped the past couple of weeks, but they'll need much more to help improve harvest potential. In West Tennessee, where showers have been much more frequent, Weakley County farmer Jay Juergen says they've just missed them.
Since planting, everything has turned very dry here. 20 miles from here, they've had pretty good rain. We're just in a spot that have missed the last several. We haven't had a good soaking rain in over a month.
Juergen says he's already seen damage to some of his corn crop that will not be reversed, even with more rainfall.
Because of the dry weather, while it was trying to pollinate, there wasn't enough moisture for the pollen to get into where it needed to be. The corn is probably 50% pollinated on some of the ears. And 2 weeks planting date difference makes a lot of difference because we have some fields next to each other that the corn is fine.
In nearby Dyer County, Rusty Grill says it's been kind of a perfect season so far for his crops, but there's also more water for weeds.
Corn looks awesome. Beans look great. Now, pigweeds, on the other hand, they've come through lately. We may holler at a logging company and see if they want to come out and cut them and make toothpicks out of them.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.